I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Boston Strangler, the second film version, this one made for Hulu, about the infamous serial killer who murdered 13 women in Boston between 1962 and 1964. This one wants to show us the strong womanhood with the journalist who broke the story, Loretta McLaughlin, who also had some help from Gene Cole. Unfortunately, it's not as powerful as it should be in terms of its story, which doesn't seem to take the kind of heights that Spotlight and All the President's Men took. Keira Knightley stars as McLaughlin while Carrie Coon plays Cole. Boston Strangler has some fine performances from the likes of Knightley and Chris Cooper as her boss, among others, and it has the right kind of atmosphere for this kind of journalist thriller. But it doesn't delve deep inside the story and has us wandering around familiar territories. I wanted to like this film based on the classic films I've seen of its kind, but it didn't win me over the way they did, 2.5 stars. To recap this week's new movies, thumbs down for Shazam! Fury of the Gods, thumbs up for Rodeo, and thumbs down for Boston Strangler. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig, happy St. Patrick's Day, and I'll see you at the movies!